hoping to see a different world. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. I so appreciate you spending this time with me each and every week. We've got an exciting broadcast lined up for you. In this hour, one of our favorite guys is going to be with us for the whole hour. He's Riley Brennan, the Director of Programming for AOL Autos. And we're going to talk to Riley about a gamut of things, from the Chicago Auto Show to the future of the smart line of vehicles, as well as the new MyLink system from Chevrolet, kind of a competitor to Ford's Sync system. Along the way, of course, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. In hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to be hearing from a number of folks, including Amy Marantak, who is the marketing manager for the Ford Mustang and the Ford Explorer. Tom Plusinski from BMW will slide on by, and as well as I think we're going to be joined by a gentleman from Chrysler as well, to be determined. Hour number three of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World stations, will bring us the editorial director of Automotive Traveler magazine and also racer Greg Hogue. But right now, let's go to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, and welcome one of our favorites, the director of programming for AOL Autos, Riley Brennan. Riley, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. Great to be with you today.
Thank you so much for your time, and lots to talk about, including this latest development here. General Motors finally has a competitor to Ford's very, very successful Sync system, but all these kind of telematics and integrations between the smartphones and the automakers is no doubt going to pose some problems down the line.
For sure. You know, I think the thing that I find most interesting is that this whole wave of telematics and in-car, you know, connecting your phone to your radio and to the screen in the vehicle, it's really the first time we've seen something so high-tech that's happening at the sort of, you know, the cheaper vehicle level. I mean, typically in the past when we've seen innovations in vehicles, we've seen it in the sort of highbrow vehicles first. Mm-hmm. Whether it's in technology, materials, engines, but this is kind of the first time we've ever seen anything like this. And this type of technology is the kind of stuff that consumers actually will change brands for. Once you've had an opportunity to use a system that works really well with your phone, it's kind of like one of those things, like the first time you use keyless entry, once you use it, you never want to go back. And so Chevrolet introduced something called MyLink, which is, if you think about it, if you have a smartphone with a bunch of applications on it, the MyLink really is almost like a mirroring device. So you can hook your phone up via MyLink, and then all the applications that you have on your phone, you can just run them through your car instead of having to look down at your phone and monkey with it while you're sort of going down the road. So it's a fascinating setup. You can use Bluetooth, or you can plug in the cable and do it. I've got it hooked up with a bunch of different manufacturers, so if you have an iPhone or an Android phone or something like that, you can use it. And they are even going to release what they call an inductive charging station. So it's really a fancy word, which means that you don't need to plug your phone in to charge it. You just sort of lay it on a special little almost like a mouse pad looking thing, and it charges your phone automatically. Yeah, it's very cool. So the future of your car and your phone working together is here right now. But I think to your point, we're eventually going to run into issues with this because computers tend to be less reliable than cars when you run them for hours at a time.
It's a good point, Riley, and it also points to the fact that in recent years, I've been going to the Consumer Electronics Show for quite some time, we've seen an ever-increasing presence of the automakers. Ford has been there the last couple of years. This year, Audi was there, Hyundai was there. This kind of handshaking that's going on between the consumer electronics industry and the automakers is quite new, and as you point out in an article that folks can check out at AOLautos.com, this is a bit of a race for the automakers, because the consumer electronics industry typically can turn new products and features around very, very quickly, and that's not always the case with the automakers.
That's so true, and the thing about it is that the manufacturers now, I think, realize that so many of their cars have almost commodity stuff in them. So in a world where, you know, a Honda Accord has 300 horsepower, you know, people are no longer going to the dealership specifically looking to get, you know, a different kind of power plant from Chevrolet that gets X number of horsepower. Now really at the low end of the market, and for a lot of new consumers who weren't trained on being car enthusiasts, This is their form of car enthusiasm. This is how the automakers feel like they're really going to make a Ford fan or a Chevy fan out of a young consumer. It's by coming to them in that sort of technology space. You know, being a car guy, I think it's kind of interesting to see. I hope that people still love cars for what's inside rather than just how their phone hooks up to it. But nevertheless, this is the direction we're going.
You know, it is so true what you bring out. I mean, growing up like yourself, you know, I was all into performance and engines and handling and all that stuff. But when you talk to young folks today in their teens or early 20s, you know, the things that are most important to them are the connectivity, the being able to download music from their mobile device, their iPod, their integration with the phone. And this is why we've seen vehicles like the Ford Fiesta and the Ford Focus, entry-level vehicles, you know, coming in, picking up on the point you made earlier, with these kind of high-end features that we used to see originally introduced on vehicles like a 7 Series BMW.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is that it's a good place to put that technology, because the kind of people that can afford 7 Series BMWs typically aren't the tech-savviest people, which is, you know, the complaint that a lot of those buyers had over the last, certainly in the early 2000s. A lot of the high-tech stuff in BMW is a perfect example. They released a new, you know, system for controlling all their electronics called iDrive, and a lot of those buyers really hated it. You know, the people who can afford BMWs typically have a lot of money. Some of them are a little bit older, particularly at the 7 Series level. And now that we're seeing this sort of stuff trickle down to cars that are $12,000 to $15,000, I think you'll see the adoption rate and the people actually using it to be a lot greater. The problem I see is that the dealers now have something they need to explain and teach a consumer about when they already have so many things that they're trying to explain about the vehicle. It's almost like if you buy a new car today, you should really receive like a one-hour training session just on the telematics alone.
You know, that is so true. I mean, I know for a fact, you know, the first time that I experienced Ford's My Touch system, you know, it's cool, but it's not the most intuitive thing. And I can tell you also from a personal side of the fence that I have some older aunts that have a Lincoln MKS, and they did not understand the sync system at all, and actually had it disconnected because, as my aunt said, this woman kept coming on and talking.
That's really funny. You know, I'm driving a Ford Edge right now, and it has sync, and it has my Ford Touch, and on the console there's a logo that says sync developed by Microsoft, and then right above that there's a Sony logo. So I think Microsoft developed the sync system and Sony developed the actual the My Touch interface that you touch with your hand. And I was driving, I had a route sort of planned in there, and the whole thing restarted. It was almost like a computer crash. And I was traveling down the road, and I didn't know where I was going.
Wow. More with Riley straight ahead. Don't go away.
Today on The Long Drive, a new vehicle called the IQ from Scion. The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss no more business trips.
Yeah, right. That'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today, 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
Scheduled to launch in early 2011, the Scion IQ will be one of the smallest vehicles on the road. Designed for urban commuters who liked the smart car but wanted something a little bit bigger. Riley Brennan is Director of Programming for AOL Autos.
The IQ is known in Europe and in Japan. People here in America might say, oh, that's kind of like a smart car. The big difference for this car is it's actually got four seats. It will be America's smallest four-seater when it goes on sale sometime later this year. It's a very short vehicle. It's got some interesting packaging inside. It's kind of a fun little car, and I think it's good that Scion has it.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. We are live across the USA. right here and around the world as well at GCNlive.com. Matter of fact, you can listen to archives of the show. We have a podcast as well, and you can listen on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can listen on your telephone. We have a special number for people calling in from overseas as well. We'll give that out in the next break. But we're joined in this hour by one of our favorite guys. He's the director of programming for AOL Autos, Riley Brennan, and we're talking all about Chevrolet's new system called MyLink, which is kind of an attempt to match what the folks at Ford have been doing with Sync and other automakers. And we've been talking about some of the challenges that this new technology brings to the automakers. And Riley, you're so right about being able to learn it, that dealers are going to have to spend time with consumers. And I would imagine from a branding perspective, too, that this brings up some questions, too, the best way to brand this type of technology.
Exactly. And even with Ford, what we were just talking about before, you've got Ford Sync, you've got Ford MyTouch. There's another system they have for safety, and it's all a little bit confusing right now. It seems like GM, when they revealed this new program for Chevrolet, I was actually hoping that they would use OnStar for that and just call everything OnStar. So, you know, that
make
way
it simple.
Yeah, all the people who walk into the dealership just need to learn one thing, and OnStar is a brand that they've worked on for, you know, the last 20 years, and they spent billions of dollars building it up. Now they've got to spend more money to get people to understand MyLink and that word. But, you know, we'll see. I think that overall, I think one of the reasons why these guys are doing a lot of different brands in the vehicle is because they might be with Microsoft right now for Sync, but you never know, in 5 years there might be an Apple product, or there might be another company that comes out with something and they want to be able to jump ship.
Yep.
And I think that the partnership that they develop with, let's say, Microsoft or another company, tends to have, they tend to do the agreement so that the name, since they both own something in that name, and so I think that's why they might be introducing these new names, just in case they might want to walk away from them down the road. I know that sounds confusing to the consumer, but that's just, I think, how they're architecting it sort of behind the scenes.
Being a radio geek that you know that I am, I'm really fascinated with the explosion of streaming audio devices and Bluetooth, and also the way the automakers are now beginning to embrace some of the apps. We see a number of automakers for 2011, BMW and Mini, just to name a couple, that are actually going to have on their head units AM, FM, satellite radio, as well as internet radio. So we're going to see a change in the broadcast medium, as well as folks are going to have the opportunity to tune into radio stations in a non-traditional manner, and that's through the internet.
Exactly. And radio is one of those, as you know quite well, you know, one of the sort of undying art forms that is so powerful. And when you find somebody who's a big fan of Pandora, you know, the largest sort of internet radio provider, usually you find those people are incredibly fanatical about it because they can tailor the you know, their own taste to all of their different channels. In fact, we have our Pandora channel that comes through the television in our bedroom, and when I wake up in the morning, I turn it on, and it's kind of interesting how there's been so much technology in radio, and cars are really taking advantage of it. In the last sort of 18 to 24 months, I've seen a lot of introductions of vehicles at auto shows where we're starting to see that now come to the forefront. I think that, you know, down the road, you'll just eventually have a button that says Pandora or a button that says podcasts, the same way that you have AM, FM today, and that's just going to be the way it is. And thank God they haven't figured out a way to put television in the dash yet and keep that out of there. So I think radio's here to stay in cars.
I'm with you, my friend. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you have a question for Riley Brennan or any comments about this new system, from Chevrolet called MyLink. We'd love to hear from you. Why don't we switch gears here and talk about something near and dear to my heart. I love muscle cars. I'm an arrested adolescent, and the Chicago Auto Show definitely was deep in muscle cars for 2011. And interesting move by the folks at Chevrolet. We all have been kind of anticipating a Z28 variant of the Camaro as being a vehicle to go up against the Shelby GT500 from Ford, but they pulled a fast one on us and pulled out a name from the past, the ZL1 Camaro.
Yeah, the ZL1, I mean, that's a name that is really kind of a deep cut from the lore of Chevy Camaro history. You know, there are only... there were less than 70 of them built in 1969 with a 427, and I've only seen one ZL1 in person, and I remember approaching the car at a sort of a Concours type event, and I was getting there before the guy who owned it put his velvet rope up, and as I got about a foot away, he grabbed my arm and said, "Don't touch my car." So you knew how sort of serious those ZL1s were as a collectible. This new car is called the Camaro ZL1. It's going to have the supercharged 6.2-liter engine that we've seen in various forms in the GM lineup, whether it's in the ZR1 Corvette or the CTS-V Cadillac. This is a different version of it, and the specs aren't public yet. They've sort of estimated they're going to have about 550 horsepower and 550 pound-feet. It's going to be an absolute monster. This is going to be the most powerful Camaro ever. And it looks mean, too. I mean, they've done a really good job on the front fascia. I think they're going to have some unique colors for it. And this is going to be a really special car, and I'm happy to see that GM isn't backing off Camaro. I think that since Camaro has taken some sales from Corvette, I think some people within the company were a little bit fearful of developing Camaro even more than it is now. And I'm glad that they've actually just sort of put their foot down and said, you know what? Got a really good thing going. Let's keep it going. Let's, you know, bring out special editions. Let's do stuff like this. I think it's a wise move.
Yeah, definitely. And certainly the conquest rate of the new Camaro has surprised a lot of folks. Lots of Camaro addicts, of course, were first deliveries, but there have been lots of people getting into the Camaro for the first time, into General Motors for the first time. And this ZL1 has got some, like you say, some great styling, and some heritage cues from the past, too. When you take a look at the hood treatment, it definitely is a throwback to that very rare ZL1, the original one. And looks like they've done a little bit of work on the interior, too. I'm happy to see in photographs what appears to be a new steering wheel. Certainly the deep dish steering wheel was styled out of nostalgia, but really never worked that well. So they've done some tricks on the inside, Riley?
Yeah, they have. You know, one of the things that I like in a lot of these new cars we've seen is the flat bottom steering wheel. And this car is going to have a sort of flat bottom and that nice Alcantara leather. And it's just going to be great. So I can't wait to get in it.
Absolutely. More about the ZL1 Camaro and more muscle from Chicago straight ahead with Riley Brennan. Don't go away.
I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. My name is Bob Long, along with the Director of Programming for AOL Autos, Riley Brennan. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you want to talk about the Camaro, the ZL1 rendition unveiled in Chicago, or if you have any questions about any of the modern-day muscle cars, whether it's the Ford Mustang, GT, or the new upcoming Boss, or the GT500, or the Challenger, SRT8, we'd love to hear from you, because I love talking muscle. And Riley, it's interesting that you share with me that folks on AOLAutos.com absolutely still are fascinating and love to read about the introduction of these type of cars.
We look at the data on our site, and you know, the thing about muscle cars is that they still sort of capture our emotions. And even though that in private sometimes people go home and they buy fuel efficient crossovers and they buy, you know, high efficiency four cylinder engines, there's nothing like V8 power to sort of bring people up and get them commenting and passing the story along. And we've run a couple stories on AOL Autos and Autoblog over the last week and a half on some of these vehicles. And the Chicago show actually had a lot of, I think this year alone was one of the more successful Chicago auto shows And there's never really a lot of cars at Chicago, but they've kind of found their little niche, because Detroit, which used to be a show that I think a lot of manufacturers came and they showed up with a lot of, you know, high horsepower concept cars and really sort of fantastic stuff like that. Now, because I think a lot of the focus in the Detroit show is about efficiency, about world concepts, things like that, and production cars, that Chicago is almost this area where the American manufacturers have said that actually might be a better place for us to reveal something like a ZL1 or an SRT8. And that's what happened last week.
It's interesting pricing, the rumors that I'm hearing on the ZL1, that it's going to slot just slightly below the GT500 Mustang and the Shelby rendition. Also interesting that they're holding back on the Z28 name. Somebody said to me that that maybe Chevrolet is going to do, not unlike Ford has done here with the Boss, you know, bring out yet another rendition, bad Z28.
I've talked to a couple people within Chevrolet, and I can tell you unofficially that's exactly what they're going to do. I think that Ford has brilliantly, you know, created all these different variations of Mustang, and they've really taken a page from what Porsche did with the 911. I mean, you can get the 911 in 14 different variations and a million different customizations. And Mustang has done that incredibly well for Ford. And they're really smart about the way that they've realized, look, there are very few automotive brands that the children draw in their notebooks and that have been around this long. And this is one of them. And I think that the Camaro guys think, we've got one of these and we can't let it go away. The Corvette team, you know, they've gotten the opportunity over the last few years to do ZL6 and ZR1. Grand Sport, they've done some interesting packages, some Le Mans special editions, but I think you're going to see Camaro do even more. It would not surprise me in 5 years if you have 10 different Camaro sort of special editions, trims, etc.
Interesting. Let's talk about the Chrysler project unveiled there in Chicago, that being the Charger SRT8, taking up the second generation and incarnation of this, and certainly raising the bar right from the get-go. New power plant, the 6.1, has been punched out to 6.4 liters and now utilizes the MDS technology, the four-cylinder mode of operation. And in addition to that, I really applaud Ralph Gilles and his team for the styling on this vehicle, Riley.
Yeah, I know. I love it too. The big gaping hole in the front is so mean. It's so huge. It looks almost like it's big enough that it could have gone on a pickup truck. But it really just screams performance. And the car, it almost looks like it's been shrink wrapped and stretched. And there's all these kind of great lines on it that almost, in my mind, it looks like the car is moving when it's standing still. And it has a few sort of, a lot of people said, oh, it looks like there's too many tacked-on things, but I think for the Charger, it's perfect. And for the SRT8 package, it's really great. And I think that this is the only product, other than maybe the Grand Cherokee, that I've seen in the sort of new age of Chrysler that I've been really excited about. I know they've done a lot with the 300. They've done a lot with the 200, which used to be the Sebring. But, you know, frankly, I thought a lot of those from the exterior were pretty tepid in the way they did the makeovers. And the Charger, though, in SRT8 trim is just, it's really great. And I think this is one of the new cars we're going to see from Chrysler. We're going to see the sales volume increase. We're going to see conquests. It's a matter of being able to afford it, though, because a Hemi V8 Charger in that trim isn't going to come cheap.
Well, that's true. I sat in a regular Charger at the Detroit Auto Show and was very impressed with what they've done with the interior. And again, you know, not the kind of stuff that you would expect from Dodge. The same could be said for the 300 as well. Ralph and his team, again, have done a great job in bringing a lot more luxury into this brand.
Yeah, it's true. You know, they, for a long time, I think the Detroit in general for a long time has underappreciated how much interiors mean to consumers. And for a while, I think that their lack of innovation and investment in interiors wasn't so bad because the rest of the vehicle made up for it, and they had other things that made people want to buy their vehicles. Now, like we were talking about earlier in the segment, so many things on cars these days are similar. So many of the numbers that you see revealed from competitive vehicles are exactly the same. And interiors are incredibly important. I think that finally Detroit has realized that they have to invest as much in their interiors as they're investing in their engine programs. And you could argue that GM and Ford in some ways are maybe a generation ahead of Chrysler. They've got a lot of work to do. They've got the last generation of product I thought was, you know, really plasticky. And if you drive a Chrysler rental car from a couple of years ago, you know, your internet automotive experience that you don't really want to tell your friends about. I think the new cars are really a good upgrade. And it'll be interesting to see what they do when they come out with their mid-cycle refreshes and all that. I'm actually pretty optimistic now that I've seen the interior stuff.
Yeah, me too. I was very impressed with what I've seen and can't wait to get behind the wheel of this Charger SRT8. And speaking of SRT8s, I guess the next model on the horizon that we most likely will see will be a Jeep Grand Cherokee edition. And I've heard in excess of 500 horsepower, but I don't see them. I don't know if they're going to outdo the Challenger. Do you think they'll break that 500 horsepower number?
I don't think it would be wise for them to do so. I think something around the sort of mid 400s would be great. If they're going to do something over 500 in an SRT8, they need to do it in a sports car. I will say that the Grand Cherokee SRT8, the last generation car, the sort of WK platform, that was such a great underrated SUV.
Yeah.
And, you know, the few people who bought them really love them. I've talked to a number of owners. There's a great group of those guys in Detroit that I've met, and they absolutely love them, and for good reason. Cars go like absolute stink. They look great. They're kind of understated, although if you're a car guy, you can tell that's, in fact, an SRT8 Grand Cherokee. They're just amazing, and in a world of sort of that class of vehicle, it kind of represents something really unique, and I can't wait for this next one.
Definitely kind of an affordable man's turbo Cayenne. When we come back on the other side, more with Riley. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We're back here on Auto World, and we want to salute some of our fine affiliate stations, including WFYL in Philadelphia, WPYT, AM 660 in Pittsburgh, KXEL at 1540 on the dial in Waterloo, Iowa. Everybody listening down on 93 WKCT in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I want to say hello to everybody in Maui, Hawaii, listening on 900 AM KNUI. And we'll also salute a couple more here, WTKI AM and FM in Huntsville, Alabama, and WEKI in Decatur, Alabama. Just a few of our fine affiliates here on Auto World. We'll throw out a quick trivia question. Ford for model year 1984, came out with a vehicle, the Mustang SVO. What was the power plant in that engine, in that particular vehicle? It was only around till 1986 and a half, I believe, was the last model year for that particular car. The SVO Mustang from 1984, what was the engine under the hood of that car? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can, if you're calling from overseas, I've never done this one before, 001-651-695. 777-477-777. Riley Brennan is with us from AOL Autos, where he is director of programming. And Riley, let's talk about the smart car. I was recently out at Barrett Jackson and did some broadcasting from an amazing array of Penske-owned dealerships. I mean, it ran the gamut, starting at one end with Audi and Porsche, Jaguar, Aston Martin. They had Bugatti, Rolls-Royce, they had Mini, they had Acura, and of course they had Smart.
Yeah, well, they won't have Smart too much longer because we've just learned that Penske's going to drop the Smart deal he had. He basically not only had dealerships, but he was essentially running the back-end distribution and was really kind of a plug-and-play partner for Smart in the United States. And it looks like they're going to walk away from that. And I think after a few years of really hard work, it's unfortunate for a couple of reasons. One, if you know anything about Roger Penske, if Roger Penske can't make it work, man, it would be tough to figure out somebody else who could. So I think that that means that Smart's sort of chances to really make it in the U.S. market are extremely limited. Roger Penske is kind of the Steve Jobs of the automotive industry. I mean, he is – everything he does is world-class, from his racing to his dealerships. You know, he has dress – like a dress code requirement for his employees. I mean, he's – the guy is so buttoned up and so organized, it's really almost to the point of sort of – he's got sort of a maniacal focus. But all of this stuff works really well. Smart didn't do so well. You know, I think the one product, like a lot of new product introductions on kind of the gimmick level, worked for 2 years, and then the people who want them have bought them.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the third or fourth year, they're putting rebates on them, and they're having, you know, the blow-up inflatable monkey on top of the dealership in order to get people in the door. And, you know, Smart, I think, it was timed. Interestingly, when it was launching, you know, we had the gas crisis, but it was expensive. It's not really the most usable small vehicle. For about 15, 16 grand, you can also get a Honda Fit. You could get a Nissan Versa. You can get, you know, a Chevy Aveo at the time. And those vehicles all have four or five seats. They have more space. And the Smart has incredible miles per gallon, but it came at the expense of the driving experience. It had a very hard to get used to transmission that a lot of consumers said that they simply weren't willing to put up with. And there was a poll done recently about the number of people who own Smarts who would be willing to buy another one. And the number was in the single digits.
Wow.
So very, very tough to make that thing go. And so the solution is, well, why can't you just roll out some new product? Well, they had deals with a couple of major manufacturers to sort of share platforms, and Nissan was going to build a car for Smart that they would market as a Smart. It was going to be bigger with four seats and maybe even a trunk, and that deal in the last week or so seems to have fallen through, and I don't think that's going to happen. So right now Smart just really has their Smart for two. They also have an electric variant. They have a version of the same car that, which they sort of chop the top off of and make it a roadster. But they're starved for product, and that's a really tough place to be in. I don't know. Did you ever drive the Smart? How did you feel about it?
Yeah, no. Like you say, compromise is galore. Everything from the transmission to the power plant itself. I mean, when you consider it was only a three-cylinder power plant, it really wasn't that fuel efficient nor that powerful. And, you know, it's design-wise, it's gimmicky. I mean, you can see why a lot of businesses have adopted them as kind of show vehicles for specialty businesses. But other than that, I've never been a fan of the brand, and I'm really shocked to read what you wrote me this past week that sales are down 60% from 2009. So they have really taken a dive, while a lot of Americans are now buying smaller cars, and small car sales have actually jumped 11%.
Yeah, and 2009 was, of course, a really bad year, but most manufacturers had an uptick in sales in 2010, and Smart was just absolutely decimated in 2010. And so I think it shows that it's just a really hard sell. There's a really an amazing lease deal they have. I think it's a nationwide deal where they're doing, I think it's maybe $180 a month lease. They're really lowering the price through their financing arm and trying to get people in the door, but man, it's tough because there's so much out there in small cars now. If you just think about the new Ford Fiesta, the new Focus, certainly GM with its Cruise, and they're releasing more small cars smaller than that. Small cars are where a lot of manufacturers are going to do a lot of big things now. And the reality of it is the Smart, even though it was new and interesting when it first came out, actually kind of an older car. It had been out in Europe for a while.
Yeah.
It's a vehicle that, to your point, powertrain-wise, it needed an upgrade. And really, overall, when you have something that looks that different, you need to refresh it. You need to somehow sort of give it a bit of a nip and tuck like Mini did. so that people don't think that it wears away. I mean, it's really a difference between style and fashion, you know. Style endures and fashion fades away, and I think that smart is falling more towards the sort of fashion side of things.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense. And, of course, Zion has got the IQ around the bend. And interesting, it kind of is upsetting to me, but I can understand perhaps the reason they're doing it for corporate average fuel economy numbers. But the fact that they're actually going to badge a Zion IQ, an Aston Martin product, I don't know. There's something wrong with that, Riley.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that, indeed. It's difficult to understand why you would ever want to be seen in something like that. But on the other hand, it will be exclusive. I think the reason why it will be exclusive is because not a lot of people are going to want them. So you might be able to distinguish yourself simply by driving one. I believe, and I don't have all the facts for me, but I believe that the only way to get one of those was if you already had a real Aston Martin. I don't think you can just go in and get one off the shelf if you're a normal plebeian like myself, and that's probably a good thing. Then that way it's almost like those little dinghy boats that people have when they pull their yachts into Monaco and they need to get to shore. That's a way to think about that vehicle, but it's an unfortunate chapter in the book we call Brand Engineering.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or bad engineering, I should say.
Kind of reminds me of the old Chrysler Prowler trailer there when you stop think about it. But yeah, I can see some sleazy guys buying that vehicle. It's expensive anyway, like $35,000 for what is basically a gussied up sign IQ, and then a single guy on a date saying he drives an Aston Martin, and then bringing the date out and having her take a look at that.
Exactly.
Wow, Riley. Brennan is with us from AOL Autos. So, Riley, tell us what's cooking, what's hot at AOL Autos right now. What's going on?
Sure. At AOL Autos and Autoblog, we're really focused on, we're starting to get out of the winter months, and at AOL Autos we do a lot of, maintenance coverage and ownership stuff, and we're starting to see people actually start thinking about spring cleaning and washing their car out from winter. We've got a lot of stuff like that in our site right now you should check out.
Excellent. Thank you, my friend. We'll do this again real soon.
Thanks, Bob.
That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.